Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, ladies.
I have been really chewing on this and I wanted to share it with you because this is something I have never heard before. Last week, when I was meeting with my spiritual director, he was talking about how because we are made of minerals and dirt and ash, that having a sense of self-awareness, awareness of our body and how we're feeling or what we need, is actually a form of humility. And it just really blew my mind. I'd never thought about this way before. I know, and I've told women for a long time, that charting our cycles is a critical step because it's such an objective measure. All we're doing is writing down things that we're seeing our body do. We're not interpreting it. We're not trying to make it fit into a box. We're not trying to make it be something that it's not. We're just recording and getting it down. That's it. And yet it can tell us so much about our health and what's going on with our fertility and our hormones and what is supportive for our body and what's not. And then to think about how, I think especially for me, I'm a mom and I run a business and I lead a very full, beautiful, busy life. And even just some days, and this used to be more the case for me historically than it is currently, but I would struggle with, why do I feel so short? Or why am I so irritable with these people? And the more that I started to realize that things like my blood sugar mattered, how I was eating, what I was eating, or maybe not eating, if I didn't eat a meal that day. And then I realized that I needed to take care of me, that taking care of me was a way I could take better care of my people. And I think this really kind of goes back to that again, right? Isn't that what humility is, to acknowledge that it's easy for me to forget myself in the midst of what other people need, to put myself to the back burner, but actually to be able to serve them the way that I'm called, I have to first take care of myself. And that is true humility, doing that first step and then showing that, modeling that to my people, not only shows them a more balanced life, but it also allows for them to have that permission later in life. If my daughters are raising a family someday, or if my son is married, he will then be able to advocate for his wife to take care of herself too. So I just hope that this brings some enlightenment into your own mind and heart, the superpower you have of taking care of your body, listening more to what it's saying, that this is not only a superpower in your health journey and helping you to be able to feel better and stronger than you thought was possible, but it also is a way that we can grow in the virtue of humility, which I would argue is the mother of all virtues, just like pride is the root of all vices. So let's grow in humility today. I hope this blesses you, and I hope you'll come back again soon, friend.
Hey, friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today.